ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Is everybody set and ready? You know what? Because if you are, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, the Mighty Challenge. 25 questions in five categories. Our categories tonight are category number one, clothes and fashion. Category number two, my way or the highway. Category number three, theatre. Category number four, countries that border Iraq. And category number five, medicine. Right, clothes and fashion, my way or the highway, theatre, countries that border Iraq, medicine. Jeff from Jalorup, who is the local mayor there, is up on deck. G'day, Jeff.
Evening, Philip.
How are you? All right.
Yeah, I'm not quite the mayor yet.
Oh, well,
you go close, actually.
Oh, well, you know. You never know. Sometimes you never know. You know, if you act the part, Jeff, you often are the part.
Oh, yeah, I suppose, yeah. Well, I don't act the part. So.
Hey, what do you like here? Colored clothes and fashion, my way of the highway, theatre, medicine, countries that border Iraq.
I think I'll go for the countries that border Iraq. On one condition, can you give me another clue this week?
Thank you, Jeff. No, I will. No, I will not.
Suzanne even did it on the weekend.
What do you mean, did it? Oh, made the same error as I did.
She gave the answer away about masks in Venice.
Oh no, poor old.
And someone texted and said Philip did that during the week.
Poor old Suzanne. Ray in the Bay says, by the way, geez, Phil, that poor fella that does the ABC maintenance is as busy as a one-armed fiddler. Every night he's got to do two or three states at least. Yeah, that's true, actually. Well, maybe we should talk to him once about what he's doing. I don't think they're up on a ladder. I hope not. Not at this hour. Not at this hour. Question number one, what are we doing? Countries that border Iraq? Medicine?
Yep.
Countries that border Iraq. Okay.
Yeah, we'll try that one.
Question number one, Amman is the capital city of which country?
Oman.
No, Amman.
Amman. Ah. Okay, that's interesting. I don't know. So I think it's not Pakistan. It's not Afghanistan. So it's probably one of the stans, or it's Azerbaijan. I'll go Azerbaijan.
Not Azerbaijan.
Oh, there you go. Quick night.
There you go. See you, Jeff. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye. Ash from Sorrento. By the shores of Port Phillip Bay. G'day, Ash.
Hello. Is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, Ash. We're in WA, Sorrento, WA.
Oh, that other Sorrento. Okay, sorry. Yeah, there's a few Sorrentos, yeah. Okay. Fair enough too. Hey, we're in a category called countries that border Iraq. Amman is the capital city of which country?
Iraq. So we've got, what have we got, Syria?
No, countries that border Iraq. Amman is the capital city of which country?
Oh, Amman, Jordan.
Jordan, correct, yeah. Jordan, which as we discovered last night, is the most common surname in Australia that is also the name of a country.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. A little fun fact you could drop in.
I'll drop that in.
You know, you could drop it in when you've brought the shout back to the table, you can say, by the way, fun fact.
Can't wait.
People will scull their beers and get out of there fast, I would think. Question number two, countries that border Iraq, or you can move.
Was there medicine there, was it?
There is medicine.
Let's go medicine.
Oh, I see, Ash. I can see where you're coming from. Question number two. The most common procedure on Australia's elective surgery list is performed on what part of the body?
The knee?
Not the knee.
Ah, no.
Sorry, Ash. See ya. Bye-bye. No, no, not the knee. Anne from Caulfield. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you going?
Not bad. I'm pretty good.
Good. Gosh, I would have chosen this topic, but I can't think what it would
be. I know you would, because this is right up your alley. You're always right on top of medical matters. The most common procedure on Australia's elective surgery list is performed on what part of the body?
I'm wondering if it's... Oh, I'm just thinking aloud. I'm thinking maybe tonsils in the throat, but that's not... I don't think that's the most common... Oh, elective. Heart wouldn't be elective. I mean, that's sort of necessary as opposed to, you know, oh, should I have it or shouldn't I? Oh, hang on. Let's go. I was originally thinking the throat, but I'm now thinking the hip.
Is that your answer?
Should it be?
No.
I'll say the throat.
No, it's not the hip. It's not the hip, Anne. See ya. Bye-bye. It's not the knee. It's not the hip. Jenny from Glenbrook's got the right answer. Who else? Tess in South Australia. Correct, yes. Sophie from Glen Iris. Hello, Sophie.
Hello, Philip.
Question number two, medicine. The most common procedure on Australia's elective surgery lists is performed on what part of the body?
Yes. I was originally thinking that it might be something to do with hips because there's a lot of them. An elective surgery doesn't necessarily mean it's by choice. It just means it's not an emergency. Look, I'll go tonsils.
Not your tonsils.
Thanks, Phil.
I don't think many people get their tonsils out these days, do they?
I don't know.
You know how they used to?
They did used to. Everyone used to.
Every kid in the class was always off having their tonsils out.
Yeah, it's probably some other ectomy.
Some other ectomy. Thank you, Soph. See ya. Bye. Some other ectomy. Trev in Surfers Paradise. Hello, Trev.
Hello, Philip.
The most common procedure on Australia's elective surgery list is performed on what part of the body?
Well, I've been thinking about this and I can... Can I narrow it down to the head?
Well, I don't answer questions, as you know, Trev.
Well, is the head partially correct? How about I say the face?
Not the face, Trev, no. Not the face. No. 1-300-800-222. Glenn in Penrith. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Philip.
Question number two, medicine. The most common procedure on Australia's elective surgery list is performed on what part of the body?
We've had hips and knees, right? You don't answer questions, but no. I heard it. I'm thinking of something to do with facelift or something. Yeah, to make you look younger. I don't know. Cosmetic surgery?
No, not cosmetic surgery. Sorry, Glenn. Not correct. On the text line, Castlemaine Davo says... no, I don't think... I don't think that's... That's right either, Davo. Stu from Lonnie said, testicles, or am I just at that point in fatherhood? I think maybe you will be. Maybe you are. Dave in Perth. G'day, Dave.
Oh, no, don't go to me, Phil.
Medicine, the most common procedure on Australia's elective surgery lists is performed on what part of the body?
Well, I was going to throw curveballs out there and kind of nervously suggest what that last guy just texted in. But I know it's got like an ingrown toenail or something.
Ingrown toenail?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not correct. Sorry, Dave. No, not correct. Okay, who's going to help us out here? Rachel's in Canberra. Hi, Rachel.
Oh, hi, Phil. How you going?
Good. The most common procedure on Australia's elective surgery list is performed on what part of the body?
Well, I missed a few answers and I know it's not knees, so I have to say hips.
No, I've had hips.
Oh, okay. Hernia.
Not a hernia, no. Sorry, Rach, no, not a hernia. Die from Ararat, no, that's not correct. Donna on the central coast. Correct. Liz from, yes, Liz, correct. Rowena from Goolwa, correct. What about Monica in the Hunter Valley? Hello, Mon.
Hey, Phil. G'day to all the midwives, paramedics and nurses out there.
Hooray, and hooray to them too. More power to their arm. what do you reckon? The most you're in this kind of line of work.
It's going to take me a lot of guts to say this one, but I think colonoscopy.
No, it's not a colonoscopy.
Oh,
no.
Okay. No worries.
Sorry, Mom. Right. No. It did take you a lot of guts to say it. That's a funny joke. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Rodney from Warburton, Victoria. G'day, Rodney.
Hello. How are you?
Pretty good.
The most. And hello, Liz, and thank you.
Hello, Liz, and thank you. Question number two. The most common procedure on Australia's elective surgery list is performed on what part of the body?
I think the key word that the previous caller was right, it's elective. It's not what you need, it's what you want. And when you look at people that pay for surgery that they don't really need but want, I hate to say it, but it's going to be something like breast surgery or...
Aha, a lot of people have gone in here too. Not correct, Rodney, no.
No?
Not correct, no. On the text line, a lot of people have suggested breast surgery or breast enhancements. Not correct. Lorella's got the right answer. Susan in Hobart's got the right answer. Jill in WA. G'day, Jill.
I was going to say that too, but I think I'll go for your nose.
No, not your nose. Not the snoz. Right. No, Jill, not the snoz. The hooter is not correct. Bo's in the truck delivering fuel to the needy. G'day, Bo.
Greetings, young Philip.
Now, what do you reckon? You'll be good with this. The most common procedure on Australia's elective surgery list is performed on what part of the body?
It's a guess, but I'm going to go down a different track. I'm thinking gastric bands and all that, so I'm going to say stomach.
Aha, uh-huh. Not the stomach, no. Sorry, Bo. Okay. Sorry, Bo, no, not the stomach. Helen in Adelaide. Hello, Helen.
Hi, Phil.
G'day.
How you going?
Pretty good. What do you reckon?
I'm thinking with an ageing population and because of a lot of my friends who are a bit older, I reckon it's cataract.
Correct. Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm surprised we took that long to get here. The most common procedure on Australia's elective surgery list is performed on the eyes, that it's a cataract operation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very common because of laser surgery these days. It's simple and quite effective, apparently.
Yes. And you can have both eyes done within a matter of weeks.
Yeah, well, almost inside a week, can't you? Yeah, yeah. That's right. It's quick and well, a lot of people report, you know, good results too. Okie doke. Yes, the eyes, a cataract operation. Thank you for all the other suggestions, including circumcision we had. I don't think they do that much anymore either, do they? No, not hysterectomies, Julie. No, not the nose, Karen. Steve from Bullingrook had it. Good on you. Yes, carpal tunnel. No, Kitty, not that. Lots and lots for breasts. No, it's not that. I was going to say vasectomy, says my text. And no, well, it's probably common enough, but no. Anyway, thanks for all the suggestions. Hang on, where's my listeners disappeared? Oh, I had it in my head. What's happened to my listener? Gone. Give us a call back and we'll put you straight through. Trevor from Croydon Park. Hi, Trev.
Hi, Phil.
Question number three. We're in medicine. Most common procedure on Australia's elective surgery list is performed on the eyes. It's a cataract operation. You can stay in medicine or move somewhere else.
Didn't the call that got the eyes right get a subsequent question?
Well, no, they did, but they've disappeared off the board, and I don't know what's happened. We've got some problem with the phone system, we don't have it, but they've disappeared for some reason. Their phone lines dropped out.
Mm.
So you're next cab off the rank. What do you want to do?
Okay, I'll stay where we are.
You're staying in medicine?
Yeah.
Question number three. Children under the age of 7 should get a DTaP vaccination shot to protect against tetanus, pertussis, and which other disease?
I start with P. P for Peter. Pneumonia?
Not pneumonia. Sorry, Trev, no. Not pneumonia. Karen from Altona. Hello, Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
G'day, Karen.
Hi, my birthday today.
Hello. It's your birthday today?
Yeah.
Hey, Karen. Is it a significant birthday, Karen?
Hey.
Is it a significant birthday?
No, just another birthday.
Just another day.
You know, it's 73, actually.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good. Good on you.
Not too bad.
Good on you. Happy birthday.
I was ringing for the cataract. I'm screaming.
Yes. Out. Have you had your cataracts done?
No. Look at good eyes.
Yeah, good. Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky, I think.
Question number three, medicine. Children under the age of 7 should get a DTaP vaccination shot to protect against tetanus, pertussis, and which disease?
Look, I've got no idea. I'll just say diphtheria.
Diphtheria is correct, yes. Oh.
Yeah, there's something going around at the moment.
Diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. Or pertussis is whooping cough, isn't it? Question number four, we're in medicine.
Stay there.
Which group of endocrine diseases have a common name which comes from the Greek for passing through?
Endocrine. Are we any? I'm trying to think. Endocrine disease. I don't know. I'd be wasting your time.
All right.
Sorry.
Happy birthday, Karen. Thank you. See ya. Bye-bye. Paul from Geelong. G'day, Paul.
Good Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. We're in medicine. Which group of endocrine diseases have a common name which comes from the Greek for passing through?
I'm not sure what endocrine means, and there's no chance of you telling me. So,
no.
I don't know. I'll go cystic fibrosis.
Phil. Not cystic fibrosis. Thanks, Paul. See ya. No. Steve from Bullingarook had cataracts. We got there eventually with that. But lots of wrong answers too. Ingrid from Melanda had diphtheria. Good. Karen says polio. No. Marie from Altona says, my daughter has no pituitary gland, so no endocrine system, but I don't know what the answer is. I wonder whether Birdie from Tawantin knows. G'day, Birdie.
G'day. Me again.
Hello. We had fun with brass bands last time. Now, Birdie, question number four, we're in medicine. Which group of endocrine diseases have a common name which comes from the Greek for passing through?
Ductus maximus.
I thought you had it for a second. No, Birdie, it's not Ductus Maximus. See ya. No, Ductus Maximus. Why not? Anne-Marie from North Ringwood. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Oh, it's happened again.
Group of endocrine diseases have a common name which comes from the Greek for passing through.
Well, endocrine is your hormones. And what throws me is the Greek for passing through. I'm wondering if it's passing through.
Sophie and Glenn Irish has got it. Which one?
Urology.
Which one?
I'm thinking like passing through like kidneys and everything. Is it urology?
Oh, not urology, no. Thanks, Anne-Marie. No, not urology. I see what you're saying, but no. Lek in Burrow. Hello, Lek.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
I rang for cataracts. I had cataract surgery.
Oh, yeah.
On both my eyes, and I'm relatively young.
Success?
Because I had trauma to my trauma to my eyes when I was 21. The other What was the other question? Not this one. What was the other one, Phil? I had an answer to.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, tell me which group.
I'm thinking nephrology.
No, not nephrology. No. Sorry, no, not nephrology. I know why you're saying this, passing through. No. Which group of endocrine diseases have a common name, which comes from the Greek for passing through? Kevin from Helensburg. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, brother. Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Oh, that's a good question. I haven't a clue, brother.
No good?
Passing through, yeah.
No good. All right. Thank you. Who's got the right answer here? Oh, Jane from Homebush has got the right answer. Yes, good. Frank from Mount Evelyn. That is correct. Yes. Sophie and Glen Iris, correct. Joe from Mudgee. G'day, Joe.
G'day, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. Question number four. We're a bit stuck on this one. Which group of endocrine diseases have a common name which comes from the Greek for passing through?
That's a tough one. Total guess, Phil, I'll say diabetes.
Correct. Very good. Yes, diabetes, the full name diabetes mellitus. Question number five, diabetes was the answer, everyone. Question five, we're in medicine. You can stay there, but if it's too painful, you can move.
What else have you got?
Countries that border Iraq. Clothes and fashion. My way or the highway? Theatre.
Let's try my way or the highway.
My way or the highway. Question number five. Quote, riding down the highway, going to a show, is the opening line of which song?
Oh, it's a long way to the top if you're going to rock and roll.
If you want to rock and roll, but I'll give it to you. Stop on the byways, playing rock and roll, getting rock, getting stoned, getting beat up, broken bone, getting had, getting took. I tell you, folks, it's harder than it looks. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Ah, yeah, what a guitar lick, hey?
not many better.
No, I agree. I once had to do a seminar. We had an air guitar competition to that.
So it would have been judged harshly, I'm sure.
Oh, no, of course it was judged harshly because it was late in the evening, Joe. Question number, hang on, what are we up to? One, two, three, four, five. Up to question number six. We're in My Way of the Highway, if you like.
Yeah, let's say that.
Every major north-south bound highway in China crosses which river?
Oh, it's the, I'm going to say it wrong. It's the Zhenzing?
No, not the Zhenzing. No. Sorry, not the Zhenzing, no. Helen from Adelaide, we've got you back again.
Yeah, sorry, Phil, I went outside.
Oh, you went out?
The phone dropped out and I thought that was it.
Oh, sorry, no. No, I was rabbiting on and dropped out and then we couldn't get you back. Anyway, here you are. Helen, of course, was helping us out massively with the cataract issue. Question number six, my way or the highway? Every major north-south bound highway in China crosses which river?
There's two I can think of, the Yellow River and the Yangtze. I'll go Yellow River.
Not correct.
Okay.
Thanks, Helen. Bye-bye. Ah, the joys of Anne, yes. Roz from Bundoora. Hello, Roz.
Oh, hello, Phil.
Every major north-south bound highway in China crosses which river?
Oh, gosh, I was going to say the Yangtze too, but I'm just trying to think of another river in China.
Hang on, what's your answer?
I'm just trying to think. Do I know another river in China? That's the question.
No, hang on. What did you say just before?
I said the Yangtze.
Correct. Yes, it is.
Oh, right. The Yellow River, of course.
No, that's right. My previous caller said it's either the Yellow River or the Yangtze. I'll go with the Yellow River.
Oh, actually, right. I'm confused there. Easily confused I am.
Yeah. Ingrid says, I had both cataracts done. Don't think anything changed. Oh, okay.
I had them both done, and yeah. I honestly thought that was the end of me before I had them done, because I was thinking I've got to give up driving and everything.
Mm.
And it was absolutely brilliant.
Isn't that good? Yeah.
And so it gave me back 20/20 vision.
Yeah. There's a lot of good news. There is a lot of good news stories about it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's an absolute magical thing.
Yeah, no, that's right. I don't know how. Well, in the old days, they used to do them by knife, didn't they? But these days, they do them with laser. And
it would have meant that I would have to get. I'm very involved in music. I do a lot of singing, and with guys and stuff. And so a lot of close, sight reading with music.
Yeah.
And I thought I had to give up one of my favourite hobbies, and the week afterwards. I mean, in fact, as soon as I took the bandage off, I knew. It's got like one of those magical things you see on the Fred Hollows thing.
Right.
And it was just fantastic.
So, because that's right, because you come off the operation with a big bandage over your eye. That's gone on for a day, isn't it, I think?
Oh, it's on for a day. Yeah, that's right.
There's a kind of a reveal, is it?
It comes off the next day. They just take the bandage off.
And?
And you sort of blink away and you sort of think,
hey, whoa.
Colors are sharper and I've got my acuity back. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Mm.
I can't praise them more. They're absolute wizards.
John from Shenton Park says, Phil, I studied ancient Greek for a year 50 years ago. All I remember is that diarrhea comes from the two Greek words passing through and to flow like a stream, as in Yellow River. Those ancients were always so accurate.
Combining the two. Yeah. I was going to say the gastrointestinal thing, diseases. Passing the long pass through, but,
There we go. Yeah. Question number seven, my way or the highway, that's where we are, but you can move to clothes and fashion, theatre or medicine or countries that border Iraq.
I don't, what about countries that border Iraq?
Countries that border Iraq. Question number seven, Saint Nicholas, the inspiration for Santa Claus, was born in which modern-day country?
If it borders Iraq, the one that's close, I think it was Russian, but let's say it's either Iran or Turkey. What about St. Nicholas? I'd say it's Turkey.
Correct. Very good. Yes.
Yeah, the northernmost ones and the one
close. Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah. And the one with the big Greek Orthodox tradition, or the Orthodox tradition, Turkey, yeah.
That's nearest Ukraine and Poland.
These days in Turkey it's more Islamic now, I think, than still Orthodox there.
Mixed up history all around there.
Oh, it's an amazing part of the world.
The Black Sea, yeah.
Amazing part of the world.
When you think of the Black Sea, that's got about another 10 countries with all sorts of influences.
Yeah, incredible part of the world. If you ever get a chance to visit Istanbul, I would really highly recommend it. Amazing place.
Yeah, I've sailed almost part within. I went near the Bosphorus.
Yeah,
I sailed near there, but I didn't actually land in Istanbul. I went to the Greek side of them.
In Istanbul. Yeah, there's an Asian side and a European side, isn't there?
Hmm.
Pat from the Point says, excuse my ignorance, but did Fred Hollows invent cataract surgery or something else for the eyes? No, Fred didn't invent it. He didn't invent it. He certainly did tremendous work in the area. But
he trailblazed a way of helping underprivileged and went to countries that couldn't afford it.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he invented
it. They're still doing it.
The Fred Hollows Foundation are still doing great work. Question number eight, countries that border Iraq, yeah?
Yep.
What's the largest country in the world without any permanent natural rivers or lakes?
Oh, dear, that border Iraq. Well, I think it has to be... It's Iraq, not Iran, you think. I was in Iraq.
Countries that border Iraq.
That's right. Well, I think it has to... If it's a large country anyway, it has to be Saudi Arabia, wouldn't it?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. Oh, good. Yes, it is. The largest country in the world without any permanent natural rivers or lakes that borders Iraq is Saudi Arabia.
That's enormous, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, apart from oil and money, they don't have anything else. A lot of sand.
A lot of sand, a lot of silica.
Question number nine, countries that border Iraq, yes?
Yes, please.
Dating to the third millennium BC, the Royal Library of Ebla is the oldest known library in the world and can be found in which country?
Gosh, it'll either be Iraq, eh? It'll either be something like Jordan or Syria. Let's say, it could be Iran. I'll say Jordan.
Not Jordan.
Oh, there you go.
No. There, Ros. Thanks, Ros. Good on you. Bye-bye. Answered very well. Very well indeed. But no, it's not Jordan. Well, I suppose the lesson is, if you've been listening, you would have probably known that it wasn't Jordan. Frank from Mount Evelyn, correct. What about Dan from Newcastle? G'day, Dan.
Hi, buddy.
Not bad. Question number nine. We're up to countries that border Iraq. Dating to the third millennium BC, the Royal Library of Ebla is the oldest known library in the world and can be found in which country? We're coming in a category called countries that border Iraq.
Before I crash out, just give a shout out to Lucas and Wayne.
Hello.
And I might go Egypt.
Not Egypt, no. Sorry, Dan. Good on your Luke. Good on your Luke and Wayne. We've got lines three if you want one. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Gordon in Townsville has had a cataract operation. Wore glasses all my life, being short-sighted. Had a cataract done, now no glasses. Full long vision. Yes, it is something that can be for a lot of people. I think something of a miracle operation. Lines are free. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Matt from Woodward. G'day, Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Phil, there you go, mate.
Not too bad. Dating to the third millennium BC, the Royal Library of Ebla is the oldest known library in the world and can be found in which country? We're in a category called countries that border Iraq.
Oh, gee.
Well, we know it can't be Jordan, Kuwait, Turkey or Saudi Arabia.
I'll have a stab at Israel.
Not Israel, no. No, thanks, Matt. No, it's not Israel. I don't think Israel shares a border with no, they don't, do they? They don't share a border with Iraq. Angela, no. Angela had Israel. Jim from Banksia Park. G'day, Jim.
Hey, Phil. How are you going?
Not bad. What are we after? Dating to the third millennium BC, the Royal Library of Ebla is the oldest known library in the world and can be found in which country? We're in a category called countries that border Iraq. Yeah. Now, we know it's not Jordan or Turkey or Saudi Arabia.
There's not many left, so Persia's fairly old. I'll go Iran.
It's not Iran. There may be only one left. Thanks, Jim. See ya. yes. Sue in Walkerville had Iran. Meg in Albany's got the right answer. Ro from Goolwa. Yes, Ro, that is correct. I think there's only one left. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Tracy from Mooney Ponds. G'day, Trace.
Oh, hi, how are you going?
Pretty good. Well, which country were you after?
Well, I'm just going to go, it's borders Iraq, wasn't it? Was the
countries that border Iraq, yeah, and it's got the Royal Library of Ebla.
Has anyone said Iran yet?
Yes, they have.
Oh, okay.
So we know it's not Iran, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, or Jordan.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Libya.
Not Libya, no.
Thank you.
Sorry, Tracy, no. It's not Libya. It's not Olivia. All right. Fossil from Baldivis. Yes, correct. Ingrid from Melandia. Correct. Anne, correct. Chris from the Northern Rivers. Correct. Craig on the mobile. G'day, Craig.
Yeah, Craig.
G'day, Craig.
Yep.
Question.
How you doing?
Good. Question number nine. dating to the 3rd millennium BC, the Royal Library of Ebla is the oldest known library in the world, can be found in which country? We're in a category called countries that border Iraq.
I'd say it'd be Iran.
No, I've had Iran, so I'll give you another guess. Countries that border Iraq. Any other ideas, Craig? Hello?
It's got to be something very similar. Can you give me a clue?
No. Sorry, mate. No, I can't give you a clue. Ian from Moorimba. Yeah, yeah. Hello, Ian?
Yes, Phil?
What are you reckon?
Would it be Syria?
Yes, correct. Syria. I think it's well. I think it's the only one left, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
I mean,
I loved your show on the bands. I thought that was great.
Yeah, it's good fun, wasn't it?
Because yeah. When I was in Vietnam, the 3rd Battalion brought up their pipes and drums.
Oh yeah.
For a day in Saigon.
Oh.
And the Vietnamese had never seen pipes or drums. The look on their faces was unbelievable.
They would have thought, what is going on here?
Yeah. All right, now what have we got left?
Question number 10 we're up to. We've got one left in countries that border Iraq.
Yeah.
We've got medicine, we've got My Way or the Highway, we've got theatre, or we've got clothes and fashion.
Oh, let's go medicine.
Medicine, often lingering in the body post-infection. Shingles occurs from a reactivation of what dormant childhood illness?
Is it measles?
No, not measles.
Ah, must be the other one.
Sorry, Ian, thank you. Not measles. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Tanya from Nairn says, fellow listeners, yes, Saudi Arabia does not have any permanent rivers, but near the Red Sea coast, it has some lush mountains with pines and trees and plants, mountain animals, including deer, leopards, and beautiful seasonal mountain streams. It's a favourite holiday place of the Saudi people. Is that right? I didn't know about that. Anne in northern Tasmania says, yes, about Turkey, we went hot air ballooning over Cappadocia in Turkey at dawn. It's just complete magic. I've travelled to Turkey twice. My granddaughter following in my footsteps in July. Yeah, no, I've been to. I've been mostly to Istanbul, and it's a magnificent place, isn't it? Very atmospheric, full of history. 1-300-800-222. We're up to question number 10. Often lingering in the body post-infection, shingles occurs from a reactivation of what dormant childhood illness? Lincoln from Gippsland. Hi, Lincoln.
I feel like it's alive.
Hello. What's the answer?
It's chickenpox.
Correct. Yes, it is. Shingles occurs from a reactivation of chickenpox. Excellent work. Question number 11. We're in medicine, if you like. You can stay there or move.
Let's go medicine, please.
Okay, one left in medicine. By what name is the pain relief medication isobutyl phenylpropionic acid more commonly known?
It's skin irritation. It's what?
I said, by what name is the pain relief medication isobutyl phenylpropionic acid more commonly known?
No, Phil. Have a good night, mate.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Tanya from Cronulla. Hi, Tanya. No, Tanya's disappeared. Cameron from South Perth will know the answer to this. G'day, Cameron.
How are you?
Not bad. Question number 11. By what name is the pain relief medication isobutyl phenylpropionic acid more commonly known?
Disprin.
Not Disprin. No. Not Disprin. Yes, no, we did. I think I did mention Kuwait, even though it wasn't in the answers, that Kuwait also borders Iraq. That's correct. All right, question number 11. Who's going to help me here? Who is going to help us here? By what name is the pain relief medication isobutyl phenylpropionic acid more commonly known? 1-300-800-222. Jenny. From Mirugaya. G'day, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. What's the answer?
Is it ibuprofen?
Yes.
Nurofen?
Yeah. That's right. Exactly. Nurofen. Ibuprofen. Yeah. Very good. Isobutyl phenyl propionic acid is more commonly known as ibuprofen. We would have accepted Advil or Nurofen, the brand names. Question number 12. That's it for medicine. So, no more going to the doctor. We've got countries that border Iraq. We've got one left there. Otherwise, it's clothes and fashion. Five there. My Way or the Highway. Three there. Or theatre. Five there.
Oh, I'll go theatre.
Theatre. Who's the most produced Australian playwright in the history of Australian theatre?
John Williamson.
Yes. Sorry, what did you say?
John Williamson.
I'll give you one more try at it.
Oh, God.
Who's the most produced Australian playwright in the history of Australian theatre?
Well, I thought it was John Williamson.
It's not John Williamson, no.
I've got the name wrong.
Sorry, yeah. Jenny. I really want to give it to you, but we can't. We have high standards here. Graham from Glen Waverley, g'day.
G'day, Phil.
Who's the most produced?
Phil,
yeah.
I had cataract surgery.
Yeah, and?
That's not elective surgery, unless you think blindness is an appealing choice to people. I was within 6 months of being unable to drive.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah, well,
yeah. For a lot of people it is, though, Graham. That is, they can't see, or they can see with glasses, but they elect to have their cataracts done and no more glasses.
And they don't use laser with it either.
Really? I think they do. I think they do, don't they?
Nope. They open the capsule in your eye that's got the lens in it.
Mm-hmm.
Take the lens out and replace it with a clear plastic lens.
They do.
And the result was better than 20/20.
Good on you. Well, that's great.
So there you go.
Hey, question number 12, theatre. Who's the most produced Australian playwright in the history of Australian theatre?
David Williamson?
Correct. It's David Williamson, not John Williamson, not Willow the Singer, not Cooter Mundra Waddle. No, it's the man who wrote Don's Party.
Celebrating the end of 20 years of Conservative rule.
It's just an excuse for a booze up.
What sort of people are coming?
Well, they're mainly friends of mine.
Are they all Labour?
Well, they're all left of centre.
This is more like a morgue than a party. Let's hear it. Are you not going interrupting a man and a woman at their most intimate moment? Look, I'll tell you something. I wouldn't like to be in your shoes if you hit me. I'll sue you for assault. I'm a lawyer.
I'm going to smash your bloody teeth in.
He's a dentist.
Question for 13. We're in theatre. Do you want to stay there?
What are the alternatives?
My Way or the Highway? Clothes and fashion? Countries that border Iraq? There's one left there.
We'll try countries that border Iraq.
Countries that border Iraq. Question 13. In which country would you find the cities of Mashhad, Isfahan, and Shiraz?
Iran.
Correct. Yes, Iran. Nice work. All right, that's it for countries that border Iraq. That's it for medicine. So we've got three categories left: clothes and fashion, My Way or the Highway, or theatre.
Oh, My Way or the Highway.
My Way or the Highway. Which famous US highway was known as the Mother Road? Which famous US highway was known as the Mother Road?
Gee. I'm just guessing. I've never heard it called that, but Route 66?
Correct, yes, Route 66. Chicago all the way to LA, yes.
Yeah. Keep going, Phil, keep going.
Keep going, My Way or the Highway? In which us, in which us,
that song.
Oh, the song, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a cracker. That was the Rolling Stones. Yeah. That was the Rolling Stones in that. In which Australian state would you find the Lincoln Highway?
South Australia.
Correct, it is. Yes, it's in South Australia. Nice work. Okay. Three on the trot. Last one in My Way or the Highway. If you like.
Yeah, go ahead.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair is the opening line of which song?
Hotel California.
Correct, yes. Hotel California, my least favourite song in the world, I think. But anyway, here we go. Anyway, enough of that. Graham, question number 17. That's it for highways. So we've got theatre or clothes and fashion. We've got four in theatre and five in clothes and fashion. Nine left.
Let's take the theatre.
Theatre it is. You've got four on the trot now. That's which is the best run of anyone tonight so far.
Is it?
Yeah, good work. Question 17, theatre. In which district of London would you find the Theatre Royal, the Adelphi Theatre and the London Palladium?
Wouldn't have a clue, but I'll guess East End.
Not the East End. Graham, no. Thank you, mate. See you. Not the East End, no. Anne-Marie from Dandenong. Hello.
Hello there, Phil. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Question 17. In which district of London would you find the Theatre Royal, the Adelphi Theatre and the London Palladium?
It's the West End.
It's the West End, yes. That's right. It's not the East End, it's the West End.
Oh, and I'm loving the chats all about cataracts. I'm having mine done at the end of the month, would you believe it?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
As my texter says, elective surgery is planned surgery as opposed to emergency surgery. Not sure whether the surgery is necessary or not. It's something you choose to have. Cataract surgery is always elective because it's always planned. Yeah, that's true. And Jeff,
well, they're going to do it, and I'm happy about that. So, which is great.
Yeah, Jeff says, just backing me up there, that yes, they do use lasers for cataract surgery. Well, they do these days. I mean, they're very effective.
It's amazing. Well, I didn't even know I had them until I saw the surgeon. So there you go.
Question 18, what do you want to do here? We've got theatre, that's where we are, or you can move to clothes and fashion.
Let's go to clothes and fashion, please.
Clothes and fashion. No one's had a crack at this yet. Question 18, which luxury fashion house is headquartered at 31 Rue Cambon in Paris?
Oh, God. Why did I pick clothes and fashion, Phil? Oh, God.
I don't know. I thought you maybe knew something about it, Anne-Marie.
Oh, I go to the Dandenong Market. That's
Is the Dandenong Market. I don't know. Yes. Well, that's the Carnaby Street of Dandenong, is it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Whatever Carnaby Street means. Yeah. I will say the house of, Cartier. I don't know.
No, it's not Cartier. But it's not a bad idea, but no, it's not Cartier. Cassandra from the Shoalhaven, who's a fashion maven, will know all about this. Oh. Hello, Cassandra.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Question 18. Which luxury fashion house is headquartered at 31 Rue Cambon in Paris? You can kind of pick one, can't you?
Yeah, well, I'm dividing into two. Can you tell me what letter it starts with?
No, I can't, Cassandra.
Okay, well, I'll just go Givenchy.
Not Givenchy, no.
Oh.
No, sorry, Cassandra, no. Not Givenchy. Olivia from Mount Hawthorne, correct, yes. Hannah says, is Bonds considered high in fashion? Not yet, but you never know. Roz from Strathalbyn. G'day, Roz.
Hello.
Which luxury fashion house is headquartered at 31 Rue Cambon in Paris?
Oh, can you please say that to me again?
Which luxury fashion house is headquartered at 31 Rue Cambon in Paris?
I know. Let's go Chanel.
Correct. Very good.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That was a guess.
That's a flat-out guess, and you know what? It's correct, Ross. Good. Good on you. It is Chanel. Chanel. Yes. Pete from Yangebup.
We need to go to bed. Chanel number 5.
Question number 19. You want to stay with clothes and fashion?
Do I have any other choices?
You could go with theatre if you like.
Sorry?
Theatre?
And that's the last two.
Sorry, you've got theatre or clothes and fashion, the choice of the two.
Okay, let's go fashion, and I haven't got a clue.
Oh.
No, honestly,
so
believe you me, actually, I live on a farm and I use gumboots.
Okay.
Okay.
See you,
Ross.
Okay. See you, gumboots. Not gumboots. Not gumboots. All right, we're up to question number 19. Oh, by the way, yeah, we may have. Did we misinform you about cataract surgery? I'm not an eye surgeon. Apparently, Anne in Northern Tasmania says cataracts can't be cured by simply zapping them with lasers. Okay, it's not like LASIK. There's a surgical procedure where the cloudy lens is entirely removed and replaced with a clear artificial lens. Okay. Oh, look, yes. However it is done, it's a quick and simple operation that apparently has remarkable results. Ellen in South Australia says, the eye surgeon gave me a pamphlet to read. The surgeon I'm seeing is not using laser. He'll use a probe to shatter the lens I was born with, suck it up and replace it with a plastic lens. Okay, so there you go. Pam says, I'm having cataract surgery on July 16th, so thanks for clearing all that up. I'm not sure we have, Pam. I'm not sure we have. Oh, look, talk to your doctor. I'm sure they will explain all. All righty, 1-300-800-222 is the number. Now, we're up to question number 19 in a little thing we call
the Mighty Challenge.
And, hey, it's Gaylene from Bothwell is joining us. G'day, Gaylene.
Oh, hello, Phil.
How you doing? All right.
Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
Staying warm? You got a good supply of wood?
Yes, I have. Well, I need to order a new load soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you order it all? I hope you order it all split up, don't you? No.
My next door neighbour splits it for me.
Oh, that's very good.
Brings it in to my kitchen, which means that it's costing me a fortune every week to run my wood heater, but I love that type of heat.
I know.
But I am thinking of getting a air conditioner, you know, we call it a heat pump.
Oh, one of these reverse cycle things.
Here in Tasmania, yes. Mm. I'm very reluctant, but I'm being pressured.
Where's the pressure coming from, Gary?
Oh, some people, my doctor is worried.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I might not be safe for me.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, it's certainly a lot easier with the old reverse cycle machine. You're just going to have to press the switch on or off, you know.
Whether it'll be as good.
I know what you mean. Hey, we're up to question number 19. What do you want to do? There's two categories left, clothes and fashion or theatre.
A theatre, please.
Theatre. Mm. Which two-word Latin term is used to list the cast of characters of a play? Which two-word Latin term is used when you're listing the cast of characters of a play?
I should know it.
I reckon you do. I reckon you do know it. Yeah.
Yes. I just can't think of it. Okay. I better get back. Heat pump. I think I'm getting Alzheimer's.
Oh dear. Well, whatever you do, stay warm, Gaylene. Good on you.
You too. Thanks.
Well, I'm surprised. I thought Gaylene would be good with that one. Claire from Modbury. G'day, Claire.
Oh, hello.
Which two-word Latin terms used to list the cast of characters of a play?
Well, it's just come to me. I think it's dramatis personae.
Correct. The dramatis personae. Very good. Question number 20. We're in theatre.
Oh, yes. Might as well stay there.
In which capital would you find Australia's oldest continually operating theatre?
Melbourne?
Not Melbourne, no.
Oh, well,
sorry, Claire, no, it's not Melbourne. George in Melville and WA. G'day, George.
Hi, Phil, how are you?
Pretty good. We're up to question 20. We're in theatre. In which capital city would you find Australia's oldest continually operating theatre?
Sydney.
No, it's not Sydney, no.
Thanks,
mate. No, it's not Sydney. Anybody here? Harry in the Bay's got the right answer. Alistair's got the right answer. Hannah in Sydney, no, that's not correct. Jim in Campbelltown's got the right answer. 1-300-800-222. We're up to question number 20. Maureen from Petersburg. G'day, Maureen.
Hi. I'd like to say something about the contact lens. The artificial lens. I had contact lens from the age of 21 to the age of 80. I'm 86 now.
What, you've had contact lenses the whole way?
Contact lens the whole time.
Wow.
I would go, this is contact lens, and they were plastic.
Yeah.
And they weren't the disposal ones. So every time I had to go in there and have my eyes tested, normally like you would for glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I'm in South Australia. My husband got a transfer with a job. So anyway, we came down here. And I went to specs, I'm not allowed to say the name. I went to the opticians to get normal eye done to see how it was going with my eyes. And this elderly man who was relieving for a time being, he said to me, and I'd been told time and time again that I had cataracts and I was really scared. I don't want people to touch my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to lose my sight. So anyway, he said to me, Maureen, do you know that you've got cataracts? And I said, yes. He was relieving because that was short of staff. And I said, yes, I know. And he said to me, would you like me to arrange it for me? And I said, oh, yes, please. It had been taken out of my hands.
Oh, that's very good. And so you've had it done, Maureen?
And I'm 86 and I've had them done since I was 80.
Hey.
He promised me he had them done for me for my 80th birthday. And I don't wear reading glasses, anything.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
When I had contact lens, I was dropping them on the floor all the time. I didn't have disposals.
Yeah.
I was an usherette in New Zealand.
Stop
people. Could you have a look and shine the torch down for my lens would shine to fix them up? So there's the funny part of it, you know.
Maureen, I'm very glad that you are seeing the world properly. Hey, tell me, in which capital city would you find Australia's oldest continually operating theatre?
I've only been here 35 years. I wouldn't know.
No, no good. All right.
Thank you very much, Phil, for your program.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Maureen. Bye-bye, Maureen. Thank you. Janet from Caulfield. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Yeah, good. In which capital would you find Australia's, which capital city would you find Australia's oldest continually operating theatre?
It's in Hobart.
It is. It's in Hobart, yes. The Theatre Royal in Hobart.
Yes, I've been there.
Yeah, so have I.
Of course.
Question 21. Last one in theatre, if you like, or otherwise you could move to clothes and fashion.
Theatre, please.
Which three-word phrase is used in the theatre instead of good luck?
Break a leg.
Correct. Break a leg. Yes. All right, we've got four left. They're all in clothes and fashion. The climax of which 2026 movie is set at Milan Fashion Week?
Hello?
Hello?
Could you say that again, please?
Yeah. The climax of which 2026 movie is set at Milan Fashion Week? We're in a category.
Fashion Walk? Fashion Walk?
Not Fashion Walk, no. Sorry, Janet, no, not Fashion Walk, no. Gail from Wollongong. Hello, Gail.
Hi.
We're in clothes and fashion. The climax of which 2026 movie is set at Milan Fashion Week?
Oh, damn. Yeah, I know what it is and I can't get it into my mouth.
Jim from Campbelltown's got it. Annette from Perth, yes. Sandra from Perth, yes.
Yeah, I know what it is and I can't.
Can't do it?
All right, I'll pass it on.
All right, thanks, Gail. There are lines free, 1-300-800-222. Barbara from Forgan Bridge, do you know the answer here, Barb?
Oh, you. Thank you.
What's the movie you're after here, Barb?
I think it's Devil Wears Prada 2.
Correct. It is The Devil Wears Prada number 2, correct?
Yeah.
Mm. Which is a pretty good movie, actually.
It's a very good movie. She's great, you know.
I know.
Meryl Streep's one of my favourite actors.
Meryl Streep is just the best, isn't she? Hey, we've only got three left. We've got two in clothes and fashion.
Mm.
Oh, hang on. Have we got any? No, hang on. No, we've got three left. Yes, three left. They're both all in clothes and fashion, okay?
Oh, it looks like I'm stuck with that one.
Yeah. Which famous shoe designer was born on the 15th of November 1948 in Malaysia?
Oh.
Famous shoe designer.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to think of his name. The triple words proud of the poor lady before. It's a name like shoe. You know what? I'm going to have to pass because I'm going to keep you going.
All right, Barb. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. No. Judy in Perth. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Which famous shoe designer was born on the 15th of November 1948 in Malaysia?
Oh, it's the guy that makes the shoes with the red soles.
And?
What's his name? I can see his face. I'm actually fairly good at fashion. I thought I'll ring him because I might actually.
You could win from here. Well, he's a very famous shoe designer, and
he's Asian.
He was born in Malaysia, 1948.
Oh, what's his name? It's just one word. I think.
And you know what the shoes look like, don't you?
Yeah. They've got red soles and incredibly expensive.
Mm.
I can't think. You know, I won a magnet during COVID and never received it, and I thought, here's my chance to get one.
Oh, no.
I've blown it.
You'll kick yourself because you know the answer. Sorry,
no,
Jude.
All right.
See you. Bye. Pat from Shoalhaven. G'day, Pat.
Hello.
Put us out of our misery.
Well, I'm tossing up between two and, you know, how it always goes. Yeah,
the law of Anne.
Yes, I'll say Jimmy Choo.
Correct, yes.
Oh, good.
It's a bloke called Jimmy Choo, always had to design a shoe, did he not? Yes, it's Jimmy Choo's.
We got to lose the James Earl Jones and find the James Girl Jones. And you're walking with purses and action.
Oh, Samantha, I'm so nervous. Big is in town, and I didn't know what to do.
You don't know what to do, or you don't know who to do?
Samantha, you're so terrible, but those Jimmy Choo's are to die for.
James, the voice, okay, Jimmy Choo up here?
Jimmy Choo!
Little brother trucker who knows about these things says they're not a patch on Manolo Blahniks. There you go. Hey, two left here, 24, question 24. Which luxury brand is known for its signature dark brown Damier pattern, which is named for the French for checkerboard? which luxury brand is known for its signature dark brown Damier pattern, which is named for the French for checkerboard?
Is it Louis Vuitton?
Correct, Louis Vuitton, yes. There we go. Okay, well, you've inched yourself into position here, which means that the interns get a go. Okay, Pat, here we go. Question 25 and to win. Which Kardashian co-founded the shapewear brand Skims?
I'm not up on them. I'll just have to say Kim Kardashian.
Yes, well, not being up on the Kardashians is not necessarily a deficit in your life, Pat. Good on you. Well done. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Good on you. On hold, and we'll get some details from you. Thank you from Frank from Mount Evelyn. Got a lot tonight. Good on you, Frank. Harry in the Bay, correct, yes. Marie from Bunbury, correct. Damien in New Norfolk, which I presume from Tassie. The title of Australia's oldest continually operating theatre might be rubbery, as that of the oldest continually operating hotel. Because Hobart's Theatre Royal was closed for several years after a disastrous fire in the 1980s. Oh. Yeah, the oldest pub is certainly a problem, isn't it? Okay, nice challenge, everyone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.